Hurricane Andrew caused close to $100 million in property damage in the Miami-Dade County School District alone. Roofs were gone, books were soaked, whole schools had to be leveled and rebuilt. But Michael Fox says the damage was almost completely covered.
Whatever was not insured, we received grants from the Department of Education to supplement whatever the loss was.
Fox is the director of risk management for Miami-Dade County Public Schools. Andrew changed the insurance market worldwide.
At that point, the rates just became so untenable that we had to raise our deductibles. They're currently at $100 million, and we rely heavily on FEMA to lend assistance in the event there's a large-scale hurricane loss.
For Linda King, the turning point came later.
I think the real effect into the market in South Florida especially was the season 2004 to 2005 when we had three storms in 18 months.
King is now the risk and safety manager for Palm Beach County Schools. At the time, she worked in Martin County with a pool of school districts that shared $200 million in property insurance.
The first renewal after Hurricane Wilma, a lot of us had terms that said after you have one storm, we're going to reinstate the deductible and make you satisfy it for a second storm. And by the way, we're going to charge you more and give you less in coverage.
Some insurance companies pulled out of Florida altogether after Hurricane Andrew. The state's building codes got much tighter, and as insurers tried to get more granular data on the risks they were taking on, they turned to computer modeling.
The computer models will just pull in your school like it's a house of sticks, unless you tell them this is the type of concrete I'm using, this is the type of roof I have.
Buying insurance for a system as big as a school district in Florida is complicated. No one company is going to take on 100% of the risk, so you can't just shop around for the best deal. Districts usually hire a broker as a middleman.
They'll say, we're looking for someone who can provide the service of going out to the marketplace and negotiate with all the insurance carriers.
Don Dresbach is the vice president at Beacon Group in Boca Raton, the broker for Palm Beach School District. When you're talking about billions of dollars in assets, he says, your broker might hire another broker who hires another broker so that the risk can get sliced up into markets all over the world. But risk management consultant Gary Ryszewski says these arrangements can make it hard to see exactly what you're paying for.
In a lot of cases, the broker is paid a percentage of the premium as their commission.
And the other brokers they hire might get a commission on top of that. Ryszewski also serves on an insurance advisory board for the city of Coral Gables. He worries that paying brokers a percentage instead of a flat fee sets up the wrong incentives.
So in a year where the premium goes up, their commissions go up. And in years when it goes down, the commissions go down.
Districts tend to work with the same broker in multi-year contracts. Only one of Florida's five largest districts, Palm Beach, has changed brokers since 2010. On the one hand, school districts want stability, so their broker understands enough about their property to get them good rates. On the other hand, Ryszewski says, if you get locked into a contract with one broker without knowing how much your premium might cost when you do buy insurance,
it's happening outside of any kind of transparency as to what went into the rate making. And without competition, you as a public entity are not going to drive the best terms and conditions.
Both Miami-Dade and Broward stayed with brokerage company Arthur J. Gallagher last time they renewed their contracts, even though Gallagher's fees were higher than competitors. Here's Miami-Dade's chief financial officer, Judith Marte, at a meeting during the procurement process 2 years ago.
My concern is short-term savings versus long-term stability.
The broker you heard from earlier, Don Dresbach, put together one of the competing offers with about $1 million less in commissions each year. But Marte says it can't be about price alone.
Because when there is a catastrophe,
he brings up Hurricane Andrew. Arthur J. Gallagher has been the district's broker for more than 20 years, and Marte says the company has actually saved them money. It provides full-time support staff inside the district. And after a few years without major storms, premiums have gone down recently, even with more property to cover.
I don't believe I'm going to say this on the record. $1 million savings, I don't even want to say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
You can't even say it.
I can't.
What she means is it's worth paying another $1 million each year if it means you can count on better service when a hurricane hits. There's one other consideration, too.
Scott's retirement has to be part of the equation.
Scott Clark, an insurance manager who spent 30 years at the school district, retired just a couple months earlier. At this meeting, the district opted to stay with the same broker. In the following month, the broker gave Scott Clark a new job. He became Gallagher's area vice president. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.